The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM. I have a lovely young lady here who's going to be talking to me about her book, well, talking to us, everyone listening to Freedom 106.5 FM right now, and she's going to be talking about her book and how she started her journey. So let me let you introduce yourself. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what's your name?
My name is Nyla.
Nyla, tell me how you started writing. Why you decided to write instead of play outside?
At that time, I really loved that, and I decided to make a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I got inspired because my granny said, let's go on a walk, but I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me, come anyways. But so at the end of the walk, I said I enjoyed it. She said she was surprised and I should write a book about it because my mom wrote a book.
Okay. We'll talk to moms in just a little bit. So you enjoyed writing about the experience?
Yes, and I also love drawing at that time, so I love drawing it too.
So did you draw for your book as well? You draw
a
picture for the book?
I drew pictures for the book, yes.
Nice. So tell me about the story. What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Open Your Heart.
And why you decided to write about opening your heart?
It's because whenever, if you don't want to do something, you should do it because you may enjoy it. And you should try different things.
Okay. So tell me how the story goes. You know, who are the characters and who's your favorite character in the book?
Well, the characters are me, my granny, my mm-hmm. father, my brother, and my mother.
Oh, so it's a family outing that you decided to write about.
Yes, and they have two more, well, they have my cousin as well
mm-hmm.
and her dog.
Okay, so tell me about the walk. Tell me about the story. Yeah, you could go ahead and read. Yes, you can. You could read it.
Granny. Nyla. Yes, Granny? Granny, come on a walk with me. Nyla. No, Granny, I do not want to come. I want to play games on the computer. Granny, no, you should come, Nyla. You will enjoy it. Nyla, okay, fine. Let me get my bike as well. Granny, okay, Nyla, it's time to go home. Nyla, I enjoyed that walk.
Read just read like two more lines from the book because I want to get a gist of the story. But go ahead.
Granny. Oh, wow. I'm surprised you said that. You didn't want to come. And see, you enjoyed it. Nyla, yeah, riding my bike was fun. Granny, I told you that you'll enjoy it.
So what school do you go to?
I go to Holy Savior Kirup Anakan Primary School.
So you did SCAs yet or planning? Well, you're in, let's say, training for it?
I'm going to Standard 4.
Going into Standard 4. You know, I thought you would have been going into Standard 5 because you speak so well. You know, I thought that you were going to be leaving school just now.
Oh, I actually got a reward for creative writing
mm-hmm.
in my school.
Well, that's good.
Well, in my class.
Right. So you really like writing stories?
Yes.
Are there any other stories that you wrote besides this one?
Well, yes, I did a draft for it.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to do some work, but it is called The Birthday Police.
The Birthday Police?
Yes. I am actually the birthday police.
So what does that mean?
If you don't celebrate your birthday, you're going to be the police jail.
Oh.
And you'll celebrate your birthday there.
So this is a hint for mommy and daddy to make sure that they celebrate your birthday.
Yes.
Or else you'll get upset with them.
Yes.
Ah, surprise party, mommy. That should work. And you'd be able to, you know, get out of jail free. What other things do you like doing besides writing?
Art. I love doing art.
Mm-hmm.
I do art mostly all the time. And I love doing crafts. I make stuff as well.
You make stuff? What other stuff do you make?
Well, paper plushies.
Mm-hmm.
I make blind bags. I don't know if you know what that is. It's a paper blind bag. It is like when you make something, but you don't know what is in it.
Okay. Okay.
And I made one of those moving paper dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-ups and books.
Oh, yes, I do. And sometimes make pop-up books.
You know, that is a dying art. I don't see that anymore, pop-up books. That took me back to my childhood there, because that used to be in abundance, you know, very intricate designs. And when you turn a page, it pop-ups, you know.
I love doing pop-up and art because I just find it relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And I also find writing relaxing. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Just that when it, like when I'm doing work, it feels relaxing. I don't know why.
Because it's not like a pressure on you, you know, like when teachers getting upset with you and saying, hey, you have to do this. You know, you actually enjoy doing it. So
yes.
Yeah,
I do.
So what would you like to be when you grew up? What's your favorite subject to study?
My favorite subject is maths.
Really?
Yes, I find it the easiest of them all.
Well, that's good. So which means you're going to be...
Wait, no, creative writing.
You could do
creative
both?
And maths.
Well,
creative,
why not both?
And maths.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because you'll need maths to measure when you're doing your creative stuff.
Yes, yeah? That's true.
So what would
and
you...
And I also like to sew as well.
Really?
Yes, I have a sewing machine. My parents got me it for Christmas.
So that means you're going to be a fashion designer.
A seamstress.
A writer.
Yeah.
And also someone who does work with their hands.
Yeah.
So you'll have your own business. I've seen plenty of things in her future.
And I also, and my aunt... Oh, who's this next door? She also helps me to make doll clothes.
Well, all right then. So I see that later on, Mattel, who does Barbie, going to be calling you to design some outfits for Barbie. Yeah?
My mother actually got me a Barbie sewn.
Serious? Oh, so I'm really proud of how you're handling this interview as well. Very confident. Keep
Thank
that up.
You.
Yeah. And, you know, just dream big. Continue to dream big.
I always do.
Good. So, Mom, let me talk to you for a minute.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. So, tell me, how do you encourage a young lady like Nyla to be, you know, so creative? What are the things that you do to encourage that?
Oh, wow. Well, she leads and I follow because she's very... headstrong, and I was also really creative as a child. You know, I was into drawing and painting and everything. So I see some of my qualities that I have transferred to her as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's very passionate about what she does, and she just starts doing things, and then so we just support her as she goes along.
And what do you all have planned in terms of like writing other books? Are you all going to be doing fairs? Other things like that? So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, she actually is working on a book. Her birthday is coming up soon. So I thought it would really be good for her to make sure that she launches another, because mm-hmm. she was 7 when she wrote her first book. And so with her birthday coming up next month, we definitely want to ensure that she continues writing, she continues pushing and forging ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I am supporting her in terms of other... you know, other projects as well.
And well, I know that it's going to be a little tight as she's now stepping into standard 4,
mm-hmm.
standard 5 coming up. Any tips on how to balance between her creativity and her headstrongness to get that done? And also, we have to be on point with school, because this is, one of the deciding factors of what school you enter. So how do you balance that?
Well, I think it's important that you focus on the whole child. Mm-hmm. You know, many times, sometimes parents pressure children in terms of, you know, you have this exam. And I think it's important to have structure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also important to let a child be a child. So I think that what she does in terms of relaxing her is important, and she's already in classes and so forth. So she has her time for study, mm-hmm. she has her time for work, and then she has her time for downtime, you know. So if she naturally does it, you know, I'm happy with that. And really and truly, because of the interest that she has in writing, it works out really well in terms of creative writing, because it happens naturally.
It comes like practice.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And I guess tuning into ideas and expressing it, you know, you've been doing it already, so yeah, you're gonna get top marks in English. I have no worries about that. What about teacher involvement? How is the relationship with her and her teachers?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I can do it without teachers. You know, I'm a educator as well, mm-hmm. and it's always good to have a good relationship, because at the end of the day, they are the parents at school, mm-hmm. and so they are the ones on the ground, they are the eyes and ears. And, you know, it's really good to have that space when sometimes you may be struggling with something for your teacher to come and say, hey, mom, dad, you know, this is an approach that you can take. I always appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And I, my children's success, I can't go without thanking their teachers for their passion, their dedication, their interests.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's to all success. Any plans for any new books coming up?
Yes, the police.
Right, yes. So when, what bookstores are you all currently talking to? For those bookstores who are locked on to Freedom 106.5 FM, as you can see, we have so many young authors. Probably you can contact us here and we get in touch with you. But others are interested as well?
We definitely would like to have her book when we release it. So upcoming months, we mm-hmm. will sort that out, and persons could follow my page, Sasha JC Baines, on Instagram, and stay tuned.
All right, so congratulations. Nyla, you have anything else to say? Look at the excitement on your face.
I also got inspired really, really well from my mother for art, because she makes very realistic pictures. She actually did a painting. She need to finish it, but it looks beautiful.
You see what? I like this. I like this. Encouragement from mother and daughter. Y'all are a mother and daughter team. How does daddy feel about this? Does he feel left out?
Well, he's very supportive. He's always bringing paper and stationery mm-hmm. and so forth. So we're really happy for that.
And your brother, you have a brother, as you said, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What does he like to do?
Oh,
he's an indoor kind of dude.
Yes, he's quite introverted, right. And he just had a CSEC exam, so he's mm-hmm. relaxing at this time, waiting on results.
Well, you see, I realize that he's going to be inside of the room too all the time with that game. We wouldn't be able to peel him away, because he has no excuse now.
Yes.
So, Nyla, congratulations and best
Thank
of luck
you.
To you, and just keep on keeping on.
And I actually was making something by my auntie who inspired me to make doll clothes. Mm-hmm. And I was making a blind bag, but I left it at home though.
Well, when you get home, you can finish it. And there are many markets that are around that, you know, encourage young people to start and, well, doing entrepreneurship and having their business going. So those are other opportunities you could take on to, you know, display your craft and get people interested in your book. Yeah? So congratulations. Yes. And thank you so much for joining us here at Freedom 106.5 FM. And when your book comes out, we'll be the first ones to interview you about it.
Yes. Yeah? Thank you so much for having us this
No
morning.
Problem.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.